With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson calling on President Biden to oppose a treaty that would grant greater authority to the World Health Organization. Johnson questions giving the WHO more power to deal with global pandemics after it failed so miserably to deal with COVID.
The idea that we would confer or transfer to them the power over how to handle such a situation is just unconscionable to us. And it has to be resisted. We don't cede power to any international organization, certainly in times of emergency.
Johnson's full interview can be heard Saturday on the Salem News program This Week on the Hill. Also at SRNNews.com, the Israeli military says it found the bodies of three Israeli hostages in Gaza, including German-Israeli Shani Luke. The military identified the other bodies found as those of a 28-year-old woman and a 56-year-old man. All three were killed by Hamas at the Nova Music Festival near the Gaza border. French police have shot and killed an armed man suspected of setting fire to a synagogue, resulting in significant damage to the house of worship.
According to France's Interior Minister Gérard Darmanin, police were called shortly before 7 a.m. because smoke was seen rising from the synagogue in central Rouen. When they arrived at the scene, they were confronted by a man wielding a knife and an iron bar. When he appeared to advance on them, one of the police shot him dead. The minister congratulated the police for their fast reaction and their courage. Like many other countries, France has seen a rise in anti-Semitic incidents since the start of the war in Gaza.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. On Wall Street, stocks are wavering, but still near record highs. The Dow is up 80 points, but the Nasdaq losing 13. This is SRN News. A Mississippi healthcare provider takes on the Biden administration.
Macomb Children's Clinic in Tylertown has filed suit over the federal government's decision to add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to the Affordable Care Act. It's all about transgenderism. Alliance Defending Freedom, which is representing the clinic, says the Biden administration will, quote, force doctors to do harm by providing unnecessary procedures that remove healthy body parts and prescribing puberty blockers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
65 years after a communist government officially declared Cuba to be an atheist country, religion seems omnipresent there. The bells toll on churches and Jews celebrate Sabbath dinner openly. However, critics say Cuba is still falling short on religious tolerance. The State Department has designated the island nation a country of particular concern. This is SRN News. United Airlines says federal regulators have erased some restrictions on the company.
United's had a number of mishaps, including an engine fire and pilots on two flights complaining their rudder paddles didn't work properly. In one case, rolling off a taxiway, but the airline told workers the Federal Aviation Administration has allowed them to begin the process of restarting certification activities, including new aircraft and new routes. The FAA, though, indicated it has not made any final decisions from its safety review of United, which began in March, saying safety will determine the timeline for completion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And the Coast Guard estimates up to 2,000 gallons of oil may have spilled into surrounding waters when a barge carrying fuel broke free from a tugboat and slammed into a bridge near Galveston, Texas. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.